I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Grammy-nominated quintet Imani Winds has established itself as a top classical wind ensemble with a musically adventurous approach that includes elements of jazz, African, Latin, and other musical traditions. They compose and commission new works and are very active with outreach and education projects as well. Chamber Music at Bell presents Imani Winds in Bell Hall on the UO campus on Sunday, February 16th. Joining us by phone at KLCC is Valerie Coleman, a founder and composer in Imani Winds, featured on flute and piccolo. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Valerie.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Imani Winds seems to have a very different vision than some classical ensembles out there. What is the vision that you have for Imani Winds?
Imani Winds started back in 1997, and we're all musicians of color, but at the same time, we do not prescribe ourselves to the stereotype of just playing jazz or doing spirituals or, you know, people even mistake us as a singing group. We are truly classical musicians, but we love to genre bend. We love to really transform our sounds into other things such as big band, such as string quartet, anything you can possibly think of. We take those woodwind instruments and just use different colors.
Let's talk about your own composition that's on the Sunday program, Sweet Portraits of Josephine Baker. What inspired you to create a piece based on her life?
Josephine Baker, first and foremost, is someone who lived a lifetime of many different people. She was a spy in World War II. She was a fashionista. She inspired poets, authors, you name it. She inspired many artists around her to create for her. And she was also known for her risque attire and attitude. And so because of that, she became a favorite amongst the Parisians. But more importantly, she really made a statement in Black history, which was all about unification of diversity, just making sure that everybody lived in a space where everyone was welcome and appreciated and honored. So she really played an integral part with that. And I think it had a lot to do with the fact that she was segregated early on as a child in Old St. Louis. And living through that life of segregation and the riots that happened there, the violence, something happened when she first touched down in Paris. It really inspired her because she sat down at a coffee table, you know, in a restaurant and could sit anywhere. She didn't have to sit in the back. She didn't have to go through a separate entrance. And she loved this idea of equality. So she really tried to push that through. And for me as a composer, I really wanted to portray her life, key moments in her life, but at the same time highlight the instruments of the group, the soloists that are in Imani Winds.
And what kind of music did you find represented her life best in terms of tone and texture and melody and so on?
There were so many great things that were going on in the 1920s and 1940s. I couldn't just stick with one particular style of music. You'll hear the old St. Louis street band, you know, a little band with trombone and clarinet and kick drum that, you know, you'd find on the street corner just wailing away. And then in the next breath, you might find something that is inspired by the harmonies found in Debussy. So I'd say a mixture of French Impressionism and also the early St. Louis sound, which is, to me, the precursor of Dixieland.
Taking on Stravinsky's Rite of Spring with only five instruments is a daring idea. How did you approach adapting that piece?
Well, first of all, it's an insane notion to even think about something that requires over 100 pieces to play orchestrally, but then whittling it down to five people. But luckily enough, Jonathan Russell was the one who thought of it. He's a bass clarinetist and a composer, colleague of ours, and he came to us with this particular transcription, and we fell in love with it, but he only took about 15 minutes of music from it. You know, Imani Winds being the people who love to punish ourselves and our chops all the time, we said, Jonathan, we need you to go longer with this piece. We need more content of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. And I tell you what, Stravinsky just wrote such great instrumentation with this. You could pretty much just play the woodwind parts and have a completely beautiful, somewhat different, and somewhat lighter version of the Rite of Spring. But it doesn't take away from the depth of it. It just basically turns out to be a different virtuosic morsel of goodness, deliciousness.
Thank you. And there's a piece on Sunday's program composed by jazz pianist Jason Moran, who has compositional skills in the classical world as well. Tell me about the piece that he's written there, Cain.
Working with him was very much like going home and hanging out with friends. And he decided to write a piece for us, and we decided to commission him, basically. And he has never written for wind quintet, and I think that's the beauty about composers of different genres who may not have dabbled with our instruments before. It allows them a certain amount of freedom to create different colors that you would not stereotypically hear. So Jason, he decided to write a piece all about his family in Natchitoches, Louisiana. It's really epic. To put it succinctly, it's all about his family, his ancestor, Marie-Thérèse Coincoin, who was basically a slave, a concubine of a slave master who was freed, wrote a grant to the Spanish government, acquired all of this land, and worked the land till one day, one by one, she bought back all of her 11 children. So it's a very powerful thing that he starts off with his ancestry and goes all the way to modern day time of how the generations beyond carry her legacy of work and imagination into today.
You seem to do a lot of collaboration with everybody from Wayne Shorter to Yo-Yo Ma and Jason Moran that we just mentioned. Why is collaboration such an essential part of your game?
Oh, man, collaboration allows us to grow. It grows the way we speak. It grows the way we express ourselves. Just to have a sharing of minds and to be in the same room with an artist such as Wayne Shorter, someone who is elevated in his musicianship and his spirituality, elevates you as well.
Presumably that is also connected to why education and outreach are such a strong focus for you. Is that true?
Mm-hmm, indeed, it is. And, you know, we travel all over the country doing outreach for visiting schools, visiting anywhere from prisons to churches, you name it, because we want to make sure that classical music is something that is not restrictive. We want to make sure that it's all-inclusive. Everyone is welcome into the classical music experience, especially in today's new millennium.
Valerie Coleman of Imani Winds, who will perform as part of the Chamber Music at Bell series presented by the Oregon Bach Festival and the UO School of Music and Dance. The concert will be in Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene Sunday, February 16th. For tickets and information, music.uoregon.edu or oregonbachfestival.com. And for more on Imani Winds, imaniwinds.com. Valerie, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.